Okay, today's daf is Shabbos daf Lamed Ches. Shabbos Lamed Ches, as we continue in Perakira. The first two daf of Perakira, as we have discussed over the past couple of days, have been about the topic of Shehiya, and we continue with that on this daf. Shehiya, leaving items over, leaving pots and heating food from before Shabbos on different heat sources, and how one does that, Chananya, the Rabbanan, and all the different permutations that we have discussed. Says the Gemara on the bottom line of Lamed Zayin Amud Beis. They asked from Rebbe Chiya Bar Abba, Shachach Kedera Al Gabe Kira, Ubishla B'Shabbos Mahu. So up till now we want to know what to do. So now we're asking, what if something was already done? Shachach, let's say you forgot a pot, and you cooked, and it cooked on Shabbos. Mahu. What's the din? So what exactly is the case here? So Tosfos says that it's according to everybody. Tosfos says this question is according to each respective shita. That's the question. You did something aser. According to the Rabbanan, it's even if something was kuk macho ben drusoi, but you left it on an open flame. According to Chananya, the question is, what if it wasn't macho ben drusoi yet? Says Tosfos on top. Afagav dekai malon ke Chananya, even though we, like Tosfos said on the last daf, we hold like Chananya, hacha ba'i bidelo bach b'ashel macho ben drusoi. It's the answer, even according to Chananya here, where it was not cooked macho ben drusoi, the mode be Chananya, the Chananya agrees that it is usher to do that in that case. So what's the halacha if you did it? That is Tosfos. If you look in Rashi though, Rashi doesn't seem to say that. Rashi just says, shochach kadera, aliba man de asar. According to the one who says usher, according to the, sound like the Rabbanan, sound like he's referring to the earlier machlokas. And the question is, why didn't just Rashi just explain like Tosfos? The Gemara doesn't limit the question to one opinion. So why don't you say every shita has a zman, has an isser, and has a heter. So it should be whenever each shita has an isser. So Pnei Yeshua says, Kedarko Bakodesh, explaining Rashi, why Rashi didn't explain like Tosfos. Amnam Lani, Estati Nir Liashiv Shitas Rashi, says the Pnei Yeshua, Shalafanein, Rashi Shalafaneinu, because our entire parak never spoke about a case of pre-Macho Ben Drusoi. That was ever discussed in our Gemara. So it's difficult to all of a sudden say, what if you did it? In the earlier parak, at the end of the first parak, says the Pnei Yeshua in the Sugyas of Kedera Chaisa, it Bashil Velo Bashil. There it talks about pre-Macho Ben Drusoi. So there you could talk about it. But here, the last two blot, the last two pages of the beginning of Perakira doesn't make a mention. Masha'enkin besugya deshmaitzin de la'elmine kol ha'shak levetar yavakol hanach meimri da'amo roi. All of our discussion, lo airi elba bashul kamachul benjusoi. O bashul kol tzarcho. And the question is bistamik v'yafilo or ralo. That's why Rashi does not think that this question flows well according to Chananya pre-machul benjusoi. That is the Pnei Yeshua. Remember the Pnei Yeshua's Hakdama, if you've never seen it, right? It's a must-read, the Hakdama to his Sefer, where he talks about why he wrote this Sefer, which 90% of it is defending Rashi from Tosfos' questions and Tosfos' issues. The other 10% is just explaining the Gemara, or explaining Tosfos. So he says, Rachman al-Aslan, there was a fire in his day. Tremendous fire. I think he lost his wife and a couple of his kids. And he was lying there under a burning log. And the Pnei Yeshua made a neder. And he said, if HaKadosh Baruch Hu, if you save me from this, I'll dedicate the rest of my life to answering Tosfos' kashas on Rashi. He took that neder. And in a second, he was pulled out of the rubble. He was pulled out of the burning ash. He said, he took it as a simen. Not took it as a simen. That's what he made a neder under HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So that's why Baruch Hashem we have a Pnei Yeshua. I think it was his grandfather who wrote the Megineh Shlomo, which started the process, but it wasn't as comprehensive. The Pnei Yeshua is on many Masechtas, and Baruch Hashem, we have that Sefer, and we were able to refer to it today. Good, so that's the question that was asked to Rabbi Chiya Bar Abba. If somebody forgot and did Shehiya Be'isser on Shabbos, what's the halacha? Ishtik v'lo amar levo midi. So he didn't answer, he didn't mention and say a word. Lamachar nafak darash lu. Maybe he wanted to make a public drasha. He says, he didn't answer him. He says, okay, wait till tomorrow, implicitly. And the next day he goes and gives a drasha. And he quotes the Tosefta, which says, Hamavashel b'Shabbos b'shoge yochal b'mezid lo yochal. If somebody actually cooked on Shabbos, de'oraisa. So it depends. If he did it b'shoge, you didn't know it was Shabbos, you didn't know cooking was asur on Shabbos, yochal. It's allowed to be eaten. B'mezid lo yochal. B'mezid, one is not allowed to eat it. V'loshna, and here, by Shehiya, the Issa D'Rabbanan, it makes no difference. there's no distinctions between shogeg and mezid. So the question is, what did Reb Chaya bar Abba mean? Does it mean no distinctions, therefore they're both aser, or no distinctions and they're both mutter? So that is a question that the Gemara is about to deal with. But the sugya of Maisa Shabbos is a general shas topic. Shas sugya comes up in Baba Kama, Daf Ayin Aleph, it comes up in Maseches Ksubis, and elsewhere. The Gemara here refers to it, just quoting one opinion, B'shogig Yochal, B'ezel Lo Yochal. The Shulchan Aruch, the beginning of Shin Yud Ches, and Ilchus Bishol, that's where the Shulchan Aruch discusses the issues of Maisa Shabbos. What's the general rule of Maisa Shabbos? Well, first, what's the Svara? So the Svara Pashas is that if somebody doesn't Malach on Shabbos, he shouldn't get benefit. You don't want to get benefit from a Maisa Isser. As Rashi says earlier on Daf Yud Ches Amid Beis, again, towards the end of the first parak, Rashi quotes that we don't want you to get Hana'a from an act of an Aveira that was done. That's Rashi. But what's the halacha? So it depends. If you look, they have a beautiful summary. The Shulchan Aruch has it, Shin Yud Ches. But the Shmir Shabbos as well, a little more detail, in the new volume of the Shmir Shabbos, in the Mavo, he talks about in Siman Lamed Daled, he has all the different gradations. Ha'oseh b'Shabbos malacha she'isura min ha'Torah. If somebody does an Isser da'oraisa on Shabbos, b'shogeg, Asr lo ulachal adam v'ledes man b'Shabbos. If he does a b'shogeg, but it's an Isser da'oraisa, it's off limits on Shabbos to everybody. Avala achar haShabbos, mutter lanas mimena afla osa malacha miyadim says haShabbos. Right after Shabbos, though, if it was done bi shogeg, anybody, even the person who did it, could get benefit from it right away. Don't have to, and you don't have to wait. You don't have to wait till what's called bechdeisha yasu, in the time that it takes to make it. Because here, what happened? That's you. Bechdeisha yasu is in terms of a non-Jew doing malacha for you, so you don't get any benefit the time that it would have taken for you to do it. But here, you did it. You did it b'shogeg. So that's what the Shulchan Aruch says. If the Shmir Shabbos quotes the Shulchan Aruch that if somebody does a malacha d'araisa b'shogeg, it's mutter for everybody, mutter for us, for everybody on Shabbos, mutter for everybody right after Shabbos. What if you did a mezid? What if you did an iser d'araisa of a mezid on Shabbos and then you did shuva? So says the Shmir Shabbos, aser l'chol adam l'asmen b'Shabbos. Same thing. That doesn't change on Shabbos. All isur d'araisas are aser to benefit on Shabbos. Period. To everybody. And here, though, it's a little more chamor. To the Avaryan himself, la Avaryan atzmo, ulechol b'nei mishpachto, ulechol hasmuchin al shulchano, to the Avaryan and all of his chevra, it's aser forever. Aser l'ilanus behen al olam, it's aser for forever. Right? It becomes, it's aser. In the footnote, he says, v'da ki davar machlu kazeh aser lechol avol mutter b'hana'a. It's mutter ba'ana, t'chsiv lachem, shalachem yehei. Right, it's mutter ba'ana, but you're not allowed to eat it. Not allowed to eat it. It's aser forever. V'il lacherim, total strangers, va'af l'misha nasta avuro, even if it was done for somebody, they could get benefit, again, right after Shabbos. So again, malacha da'oraisa b'shogeg, aser to everybody on Shabbos, mutter to everybody after Shabbos. A malacha da'oraisa b'mezid, aser to the perpetrator and his chevra forever, mutter to everybody else right after Shabbos. What if you have osa b'Shabbos malacha she's ruben at Torah v'hano ba rakaver zman? He talks about what if you only get hano later. What about a malacha like noteya or zoreya? So that might have different halachas. Interesting. He quotes here the suffix of the Prima Gadim, the important Prima Gadim that the Bir Halacha quotes also the beginning of Shin Yud Ches. If there's ever a machlokas about any halacha, and this is very crucial to know about Kavod Abrius also, if there's ever a machlokes about any halacha in Hilchos Shabbos, and there is an authoritative shita that is mekel, even authoritative, meaning it's not somebody who is not authoritative. Authority, he's a Rishon. There's a Rishon. There's a Posek that says it. Even if we don't paskin that way, if somebody says it, yesh makam lahaka b'di'evet, that the food is not nesar. That's the important shita of the Prima Gadim. If everybody agrees that this is also, there's nothing to talk about. But if there is a machlokas, if there is a shita that is meiko, so then bidi eved, one can eat the food. That is a crucial ha'ara in terms of eating at people's houses, and you're not sure what happened, v'chula v'chula. Good. Generally, of course, we hold Eidach Adem and Bisurin. You don't have to look for questions or look for problems. That is all by Dar Isis. But our sugya is about the Rabbanon. So let's already read the Shmir Shabbos, even though we're going to see the Hemshech of our sugya. Says the Shmir Shabbos, Ha'oseh b'Shabbos malacha she'isura midrabbanon. What if you're doing this at the Rabbanon? So if you did it b'shogeg, so then, what do we say by shogeg? Earlier we said it's usher to everybody on the day and mutter to everybody afterwards. By daraisas, by derabanans, if you did a b'shogeg, mutter af la oseh ha'isar atzmo, lehenos bimena afilu b'shabes atzmo. Adrabanan b'shogeg, generally, is mutter to everybody, even on that day. That is what the Shulchan Aruch quotes in Shin Yud Ches. That is what we hold. By general, we'll have to see if Yisurid Rabbanan and Bishul are different, but that's generally. Ha'oseh b'shabes malacha sh'yisurid Rabbanan nemasa b'mezid. What if you did it b'mezid? So then it's usher to everybody. Usher lo ulachal adam. Let us end it b'shabes. Mezid is usher on Shabbos. Avalachar Shabbos. Mutter even to the avaryan atzmo. Even the avaryan atzmo right after Shabbos. By a Rabbanan. Okay, this relates, the shogeg b'derabanan relates a little bit to what we've discussed in the past about it's possible that if you do an issa derabanan b'shogeg, then you might not even need kapara. That's the famous nesivus that discusses the whole issue about derabanan is about listening to the rabbanan, not so much the content. So if you violate an issa derabanan b'shogeg, maybe you didn't do anything wrong, really, deep down. So that could be why here too, if you do there's no ma'isa Shabbos, on a Durabanan Bishogeg, because of this issue. Okay, that's just some of the general rules of Maisa Shabbos, that's in the Shmir Shabbos, feel free to look it up, but that's what our Gemara is about. Back to our Gemara. So the question was asked from Rabbi Chiya Bar Abba, what happens if you forgot it, if you did Shehiyah Be'isser? So he said that on a Daraisa level there's a Chilik, and on a Durabanan level there's no distinction. So Maivalo Shnat, what did he mean? Did he mean by Shehiyah even shogeg is aser, or did he mean even mezid is mutter? So maivaloshna machlokas. Rabbi Rav Yosef dami travayu lehetera. Rabbi Rav Yosef said both are mutter. Why? Mevashel hu dekaavid maisa b'mezid lo yochal by bishul to oraisa, where you actually did a maisa. You did a maisa. You put something on the stove. Yes, the fire cooks it. It looks like. We mentioned this all the way at the beginning of the Masechta. There are some melachos that look grumma-ish. Zora, winnowing. You throw it up in the air and the wind takes it. The Gemara even calls that grumma. Or tzeda, I put a trap down and an animal goes in. Or bishel, I just put a pot on the fire and the fire cooks it. So it looks grumma-ish, but that's not grumma. That's the melacha. That's the direct grumma. So you did an act. So by actual bishel, you did an act. And that's why b'mezid lo yochal. Avol hai doloka avin maisa b'mezid nami yochal. But here, where an act was not done, you just did something before Shabbos. So therefore, even b'mezid, one can't eat it. Let's do the machlokas, and then we'll come back. Rav Nachman bar Yitzchak amar li isur. Rav Nachman bar Yitzchak said, no. What Rav Chiya bar Abba meant was to say that both are aser. Mevashel hu delo asi li yarume b'shogeg yochal. By it is a daraisa. People don't mess around with daraisas and say they did it by the accident when they did it on purpose. So that's why we're not going to be kones there and b'shogeg yochal. Avol hai to asi li yarume. But our case, which is a drabana, people don't take that seriously. So b'shogeg nami lo yochal. So that's why we have to aser, ironically, even more, by Isurei Dira Banan. So, machlokas for Rav Nachman bar Yitzchak, between Rav Nachman bar Yitzchak and Rabba and Rav Yosef. Machlokas. Good, right? That's what the Shulchan Aruch quotes in Reish Nun Gimel. Reish Nun Gimel Aleph. That though, the Ramah quotes this, and the base of the Shulchan Aruch first, and the Ramah expands on it, that though by other Isurei Dira Banan, that's why we started out with that, by other Isurei Dira Banan, what do we say? In Isurei Dira Banan, Bishogeg is Mutter, for everybody, even on that day, not by Shehiyah. Shehiyah is more chamor, maybe because of the issues of Shem Yechate, and the Shulchan Aruch quotes it. Shulchan Aruch quotes it right here in Reish Nun Gimel, in the Siman, about Shehiyah, v'im shachach, even shachach, v'shah tafshol shehizchel l'zbashol v'lo yigil l'macho ben jusai, asur, v'yitzarach lomor en amar v'shah. Surely, if it was mezid, v'nagol hakel k'sfar harishona, or make it like k'sfar harishona, that if it was that's going back on the Hananya and the Rabbanan. Okay, either way, that is a chumrah when it comes to the Issur Rabbanan of Shehiyah. A couple of points on these lines. These lines are jam-packed. We could spend some time on them. Number one, the local issue. And that is, it says here in Rabbi and Rav Yosef that we're makel here because you didn't do an act. What do you mean you didn't do an act? You put the pot on before Shabbos. You did an action. So what's the answer? The answer is, the Pnei Yeshua says, no, but this act, at the moment that you did it, you didn't do anything wrong yet. So I put a pot on a fire before Shabbos. What I do, I didn't do anything wrong yet. When does it become problematic? As Shabbos starts, and I didn't remove the pot. Right, I could cook before Shabbos. That's why it's called an Ein Bo Maisa, because the Isser is really memela by not removing it. The Rishash says maybe you even had in mind to remove it. And you didn't remove it, but either way, that's why it's called Ein Bo Maisa. Rav Schachter likes to point out Rashi, really, with Rav Schachter quotes Rav Soloveitchik, who likes to point out the Rashi in Maseches Sanhedrin. Rashi in Sanhedrin, Daf Samach Vav Amud Aleph, says explicitly, it is impossible to violate an Isser D'Oraisa of Malacha B'Shabbos if you don't do a Maisa. You need a Maisa, says Rashi, Chayevin Azdono Kores HaShigos HaChatas Kegon Dover Sheyesh Bo Maisa. You need an action. If you don't do an act, it is impossible to violate Shabbos de Oraisa in Isser Malach of Shabbos de Oraisa if you don't act. You can't violate it B'Shev Al Tasa. That's what Rashi seems to say. Rav Soloveitchik used this to answer out probably the most famous question of the Muki Yosef in all of Shas. Muki Yosef in Baba Kama. What did the Muki Yosef ask? Remember the question in the Sugya of Esho Mishum Chitzav. Esha Mishumamono, in the sugya of, if I light a fire on Shabbos, that is my mazik. What is that considered? Is that like my property doing damage, like my animal? Or is it like I shoot an arrow, adam hamazik. And that is how I look at a fire that I lit. So, Machlokas, Rabbi Yochanan, and Rabbi Shlokish asked the Nemuki Yosef on Daf Yud in the Daf Yarif and Baba Kama, according to Rabbi Yochanan, who we hold like, that Esho Mishem Chitzav, that your fire is like an arrow, and then when it does damage later, it's all Mitzurif back to you, and it's Adam HaMazik. Asked the Nemuki Yosef, how does a woman light Shabbos candles every Erev Shabbos? And Yonad Yoma, it's an Erev, right, we're doing this Erev Shabbos, even though it's the Shabbos Daf. Asked the Nebuchadnezzar Yosef, how does she light candles? As she lights candles, fine, she lights it beforehand, but it's Eishem Mishem Chitzav. So at every moment, it's Mitzurif back to her. And it's as if she's lighting. It's as if she's lighting. Teich Madlik in Eres Be'er of Shabbos, Va'alok HaHoleches and Himshechas B'Shabbos, Mai Taim Aloch Hashiv Ka'osim Aleches Mavir B'Shabbos. L'fi HaSvod Eishem Mishem Chitzav. So much has been written on this question of the Nebuchadnezzar Yosef. His answer is that I never said that Esha Mishem Chitzav means that he shoots the arrow. Let's say somebody shoots an arrow at 10 o'clock and it hits something at 10:02. At 10:02, he is still shooting the arrow? No. It's considered your arrow. And it's you're responsible for this arrow at 10:02, but you shot it at 10 o'clock. Nobody's saying you shot it at 10:02. You shot it at 10 o'clock. It's Mitzurah if you're responsible for what happened at 10:02. So to hear, yes, this act of lighting the candles is connected to this woman. But it doesn't mean that she's doing it. V'tireitz chiyuvo mishum chitzav chashiv kizorek es achitz. Shebisho sheyotza achitz mitachas yado ba'osa shoa na'aseh hakol. The act is all Mitzurah connected back to the original moment. V'lo chashvino le maisa de mikano lahaba. You don't look at 10:02 as separated from 10 o'clock. But you don't say it as if you're doing it right now. Rav Soloveitchik said, based on Rashi, that every Melech HaShabbos requires a Maisa. That's the answer to the question. You can't violate Havara B'Shabbos without a Maisa. That's the rule. That's a requirement in Hilcha Shabbos. The Afila, this is where Rav Schachter quotes in Eretz HaTzvi in Simen Vav, in the name of Rav Soloveitchik. The Afila name of Deloka Namuki Yosef. You can give a different answer. El D'Chashav Chisa Mikana La'aba. Even if right now this is your action, Ukiilu hu osa haavar b'shabbos mikamakam hari malachto nasis b'shev al tase veleke iser malacha b'shev al tase. You can't violate an iser d'oraisa on Shabbos if your act is b'shev al tase. This only, though, Rav Soloveitchik continued, only applies by malachas d'oraisa. Obviously, malachas gzeiras d'rabbanan, you can violate b'shev al tase. Many gzeiras, for example, shehiya arsugya. I do something before Shabbos and I violate as Shabbos starts. Like the Pnei Yeshua just said. So I'm violating an Isser of Shabbos B'Shev Al Tase. That's a Gzeira D'Rabbanan. Gzeira D'Rabbanan I can violate B'Shev Al Tase without an action. But Malachas D'Oraisa, you can't violate without an action. And then he quotes the Sadik of Rabbi Kiva Eger, the Shuvah of Rabbi Kiva Eger, where we know there's an Isser D'Rabbanan of Mekach U'Memkar, of Kinyanim on Shabbos. Not only do business on Shabbos, Gzeira D'Rabbanan. What about if the Maisa Kinyan is before Shabbos, but the Chalosa Kinyan is on Shabbos? Right, it goes into effect. That's the suffix of Rabbi Kiva Eger in the Tshuvas Simen Kuf Nun Tes. What's the issue? Could you have a Chalosa Kinyan on Shabbos without the Maisa Kinyan? What do you mean? I thought you needed a Maisa. No. By Gzeiros D'Rabbanan, it could be B'Shev Al Tasa. You could violate by doing nothing. By letting something happen. Only Malachus D'Oraisa do we say that it requires a Maisa. Again, there are many examples. He quotes one more. He talks about the Isser D'Rabbanan of playing music, playing a musical instrument on Shabbos. So he discusses the Magen Avraham, which which discusses having a non-Jew play a musical instrument. Let's say there's a Sheva Brachas on Shabbos. Yeah, have a non-Jew play an instrument. Isn't that a Shvus to Shvus B'Makam Mitzvah? We know Shvus to Shvus B'Makam Mitzvah is Mutter. No. So the Nachri, that's one Shvus, playing a musical instrument is another Shvus B'Makam Mitzvah. Sheva Brachas. Why isn't that Mutter? So Rav Soloveitchik explained, because the gzera of musical instruments could be, it's a gzera b'shei v'altasa. So even if you don't do it, if it's done for you, you're violating. It's not purely that the non-Jew is doing something for himself, a shvus to shvus. It's mitzuref to me, because gzeros don't need actions. Gzeros could even be v'shei v'altasa. And he talks a lot more about that. Feel free to look in Eretz HaTzvi. Simin Vav. But that is an important ha'ara. This line of the Gemara spoke about Kavid Maisa. Lo Kavid Maisa. Bishul is Kavid Maisa. Because on Shabbos you need that. In order to be a crucial ingredient for the definition of a Maisa Malacha on Shabbos, one needs a Maisa. Good. The other issue to bring up here that I wanted to mention was that Rav Nachman Bar Yitzchak's Shita, the second Shita, what does he say? People are more nervous about Doraisas. They don't fool around. They're not marim by Doraisas. By Darabanans, they fool around. They don't realize. They don't realize that the Darabanans are very serious. Right? The Darabanans are also, like the Shita of the Rambam. The Rambam that says every time you violate a Darabanan, you're also violating a Doraisa. Because the Torah says, you're not allowed to move away and deviate from what the Darabanans say. Mosasur, Parsha Shoftim. So every time I violate a Darabanan, I violate a Doraisa. Yes, if it's a Suffolk, I can still go Lakula, as the Achronim explain, because B'makam Safek, Chazal never meant their din to be intact, but when I do violate Vadai, that is an Isser D'Oraisa as well. And therefore people don't realize that. People don't realize that. Okay, a lot to talk about in Lo Sasur, but we'll continue, and if at the end there's more time, we'll get back to it. Says the Gemara now Meisve. Okay, we're still trying to figure out, we had a Machlokas Amorim here. What did Rav Chiya Bar Abba mean? Right, he said there's no distinction when it comes to, we already saw what we paskin, but this is now back into the Shakla Vataria, but Rav Chiya Bar Abba said there's no distinction by Shehiya, whether he did a Drabanan or whether he did a Shogig or Bezid, and what do we say? Rabban Rav Yossi says that means, they're both Mutter. And Rav Nachman Yitzchak says, they're both Aser. So, Meisvei, we'll look in the Tosefta, Shachach Kedera Agabi Kira. If somebody forgot a kedera on a kira and cooked on Shabbos, b'shogeg yochal, b'mezid lo yochal, b'shogeg, he can eat it, b'mezid he can't. So there's a distinction. That's only if it was not cooked fully yet. If it's mavushal called tzarchal, so then it's mutter. That's what Rabbi Meir says, because you didn't violate. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, chamin shukbu kol tzarchan mutarin. Hot water, that's mutter. Bebreshim is tamik v'ralo, because that just gets worse, because what happens to water if it's already boiling? It just gets smaller. It's tamik v'ralo, it evaporates. V'tavshil shibisa kol tzarcho aser, bebreshim is tamik v'yafalo. Rabbi Yehuda says, by tavshil, b'samik v'yafalo, it's aser. V'cholim is tamik v'yafalo, kigon, kruv, upulin, ubasar, taruf, Usser. Anything that is mislamic v'yafalo, like cabbage or pulin beans or basar taruf, little cut up ground meat, right? It says on the side, m'shemachatchenoso, chatikos katanos, cut into small pieces, usser, v'chol mislamic v'ralo, mutter. Whatever is mislamic v'ralo is mutter. That's the Tosefta. So, Ketani Miya says the Gemara, let's analyze it. What does the Tosefta say? Tafshil shelo bishal kol tzarcho. What did Rabbi Meir Asser? Bidi Eved, in Shachach. A tafshel that was not mavushal called tzarcho. So bish the mother of Nachman by Yitzchak. So it's usser. So there's something that's usser. So according to Rav Nachman by Yitzchak, who says everything is usser, so I understand that in this brisa it said makes a chilek between shogeg and mezid. Why lo kasha kan kodem gzeira kan lacher gzeira? This brisa is talking about before the gzeira. That's why there was a difference between shogeg and mezid. And he Rav Chiya Bar Abba was talking about lacher gzeira, and that's why everything was usser. So according to Rav Nachman by Yitzchak, I understand. Brisa pre-gzera, what gzera, when they aser, we'll see beferish in the Gemara, when they aser. But Brisa Tosefta pre-gzera, Rav Chiya Bar Abba post-gzera. El Rabba Rav Yosef Damri Lehatera, but according to Rabba Rav Yosef, that say both are mutter, so how do they work the Brisa? E kodem gzera, if it's kodem gzera, kasha mezen. Right? If it's before the gzera, if Rabbi Chiya said his statement of both mutter before the gzeira kasha mezit. So why should mezit be mutter? Rashi Meizah, Meizah, you did something wrong. Ila achar gzeira. Because here also it says Meizah lo yochal. Ila achar gzeira kashna mishokek. Right, if it's la'achar gzeiras, then even shogeg is a problem, because why does he matter everything? Kasha. So, no answer given. Period. Do you have, interesting, the Chashuk Echem, it talks about a number of issues here. We'll just mention one of them for now. Do you, if you have Maisa Shabbos, let's say something is usur, whatever the case may be, is usur. Do you have a chiyuv to destroy it? Okay, you might say Bisham Takala. If you're not allowed to eat it, you have to destroy it. But you have a chiyuv to destroy it? He quotes a story of Rabbi Yisrael Abu Chatzera from the Sefer Baba Sali. He says there was a certain farmer, he gave chakla yachad, upirig mirkavo, and he took off a bunch of boxes, or cartons of vegetables, and he put it in Pesach Beis Rabbeinu. And they were put there, and the Baba Sali had an x-ray spiritual vision, as many stories about him have, and the Rabbeinu Karala Rabbanit, Bamarla, and the Rabbeinu said, you know what, outside our door now there are a couple of boxes of vegetables, go tell the person who brought it to take it and bury it. I'm really Yehudi. Harabanit had no idea what was going on. She opened the door and she sees these boxes of vegetables, and she sees the wagon driver and the she'elo lemi ele bal yirakos miher lashiv. Yes, I brought it. I brought it as a present for Rabbeinu. I brought it as a present for the Baba Sali. Beksha meharabanit peshem arav ki kachem. And the Rabbanit said, well, Rabbeinu says you should take them and bury them because they're aser bahana. And the Jew says, what are you talking about? Let me talk to him. So the Baba Sali comes to the door and says, Matai katafta osam? When did you cut them? He says, oh, yesterday, 2 days ago. He says, you're a liar. Acharei shechilata zashavis, ata od mitakesh lahachish. I'm not mochel you until you bury it and you admit to the truth. Okay. So he felt he has a chiyuv to bury it. The question is that a chiyuv? Mida tova? Is that a chumra ba'alma? Either way, that's an interesting discussion that he has here. He says, maybe it depends. If he did it for himself, it's ushered to himself forever. Maybe he doesn't have to bury it because he give it to others. If it's ushered to everybody, maybe he should. Either way, that is the question that is dealt with in the Chashuke Chemet. Good. We continue now. Says the Gemara, my gzerta. So what gzera are we referring to here? Well, Gzeira, Dam Rav Yehuda bar Shmuel, Am Rabbi Abba, Am Rav Kahana, Marav, Bitchila Hayu Omrim. Originally, this was the halacha earlier in history. Am Bavashel b'Shabbes b'Shogeg Yochal b'Meizah Lo Yochal. Originally, if you cook on Shabbos, right, then you're b'Shogeg, it's okay. B'Meizah is not okay. Nobody, as we said before, v'Hodel Shocheach, and there was no difference between that and Shocheach. Forgetting is like shogeg. Misha rabu mashin b'mezid. Once mashin b'mezid started to become prevalent. V'yomrim shcheichim anu. Oh, we did it by accident. Chazru v'kansu ala shocheach. They were kones on shocheach. Because they said, we can't handle this. Right? Everybody said they're shocheach. So therefore they made the gzera to aser everything, even shogeg, because people were saying shogeg even though they did it b'mezid. Right? We have a number of times throughout Shas. We'll have it another one in a couple of days about the Gzeiras HaBalanim, in terms of taking a bath on Shabbos. A couple of times where Chazal said that people are being too mischievous, and therefore we have to aser everything. Good. Period. So we use the Brisa in terms of the Shachach issue, but now, how does this Tosefta work with our Mishnah? Kasha de Rabbi Meir, de Rabbi Meir, Kasha de Rabbi Yehuda, de Rabbi Yehuda. This Rabbi Meir doesn't work out with the Rabbi Meir in the Mishnah. Why? Because earlier in the Mishnah, Rabbi Meir says, according to Beis Hillel, Chamin is okay and not Tavshil, and here he allows both. That Mavushal called Sarcho. And according to Rabbi Yehuda had said Chamin and Tavshil, and here he answers Tavshil. So it's Kasha on both. So the Rameyah, lo Kasha, according to Rameyah, there's not a problem. Halachachila, Hadiyavin. The Mishnah is the Chachila. The Mishnah is talking about what you are allowed or not allowed to do. That's why he said earlier, Chamin v'lo tavshil. Here he's talking about b'diavad, what you did. To Rabbi Yehuda, the Yehuda nami lo kasha, kan begrufo ketuma, kan b'she'ina grufo ketuma. Our Mishnah was talking about a case of garfa katan. That's why he matired in a case of tavshil. Mashenkin here, we're talking about eina grufo ketuma. That's why it would be more chamor. Okay. Ibai lohu. Avar v'shah ha'mai. Avar v'shah. What if he did it? What did he do? Avar v'shah. So Pashas, what's this question? The question is what we have been talking about. We've been talking about Shehiya. Rashi says, b'mezin. Avar v'shah b'mezin mai. The Ritva doesn't understand because he says, Avar v'shah, similar to what we said yesterday, that the Ritva reinterpreted the question of Ma'ol l'shahos because it didn't sound that way from the flow of the Gemara. So also here, The Ritva says, what's the question? We've been talking about this issue for the past 20 lines. What's the question? There's a machlokas, Rabbi Meir, Rabbi Yehuda, all the different opinions. So he assumes that, no, there's a different question here. He quotes Ba'alei HaTosfos, which we don't have, and he quotes, this is the question. The Kami Boile, Bimitztamek V'yafelo B'mezid U'kishaloho Li'ilu Ma'asav. What happened? You do shiyah b'mezid. You put something on and you're planning on letting it cook. It's mistamek v'yafilo. But then you removed it before ho'ilo ma'isav. Before anything was accomplished, you took it off. That's the shiloh. Kisalku misham kodem shenitztamek. Imkansu ala shiyah b'mezid mihas. Do we say that it was done, the act was done, so what, you stopped it before you got benefit from it, but the act was done. So do we say that it's nigzar there? That's the question according to the Ritva. So says the Gemara, going with that question or Rashi's question, Pashut Mezid, my mikantu a rabbanon alo, whether the rabbanon konis in that case or not. Tashma, damar shul bar nasa, namar bichanina. Kishaholach Rabbi Yossi Litzipori, when Rabbi Yossi went to Tzipori, right, one of the major Torah centers up north after the Churban, Matzah Chamin Shenishtau al Gabi Kira. He found chamin that was left on a key, ready to nasser. Beitzim mitzumakos. He found eggs that were shriveled up, that were cooked very much. Shenish dog got a key of asalahen. The water he allowed, and the eggs he didn't allow. So my lav lo shabbos. Isn't this, what do you mean asered and matered? Isn't this talking about that for that day? He walked in and said, you can't eat it today. Meaning it's maisa shabbos, and the chiluk between eggs and water is that water is mitztamek v'ralo, as we said before. Right, if you cook water that was already heated totally, it just gets worse because it evaporates. And eggs would be mistamek v'yafalo. So isn't this a raya of actually asering Maisa Shabbos? So lo, l'Shabbos haba. He asered that they shouldn't do it next week. Not that he said this food is asered. He just said you shouldn't do it next week. What you did was a problem. The Gemara just says as a side point, Michlal de beitzim mitzumakos mitztamkos v'yafalohen ninu. Are we saying that very, very well-done eggs that get shriveled up, is that a good thing? People like that? Someone says, in, yeah. Damar Rav Chama Bar Chanina, Pam Achas Nisarachti, Ani V'Rebbe L'Makom Echad. One time, I and my Rebbe went somewhere, V'Heviyu L'Faneinu Beitzim Mitzumakos Ku'uzredin, and they brought in front of us eggs that were totally shriveled up like little apples, Uzredin, and V'Yachalnu and Harpe. We ate a lot of them, so on a weekday. But you see from there that people liked it. People ate a lot of them. And therefore, that proves that eggs are mitztamkos via felahen, and this is a raya to the case that it would be Maisa Shabbos would be Asur. And like we said before, Shehiyah is more chamor than other Isurei Durabanan of Shabbos. Other Isurei Durabanan of Shabbos, like the Shmir Shabbos says, Durabanan b'shogeg is mutter. Masha'en came here in the Shulchan Aruch, he passes Asur based on Rav Nachman Bar Yitzchak, Rav Nachman Yitzchak's interpretation of what Rabbi Chiya Bar Abba meant. Okay, this has all been, these last two blot of the beginning of Parakira have all been about Shehiyah. So now we are about to move on to the second Isser Durabanan in Hilchus Bishul B'Shabbos, and that is Hachazara. Hachazara, the end of the Mishnah had said, V'Sil Omer Af Machzirin. Hachazara now means, what am I allowed to do on Shabbos? How can I heat up food Shabbos morning? How can I heat it up? That's what Hachzara is all about. How can I take some chalent and then put the chalent back on the fire? How can I do that? So, here we go. Beisalam haf machzirin. Amar of Shesha's last line. Ledivrei ha-omer machzirin afilu b'Shabbos. According to the one who says machzirin, it says, means even on Shabbos. What does it mean, even on Shabbos? Rashi, even on Shabbos on the day of Shabbos. Meaning, if I take something off on Friday night, and then I want to put it back, then I understand. Then there's a hecker, and it's pretty recognizable that when I take it off, I'm going to want to eat more on Shabbos day. So that's why you're allowed to put it back. But I might have thought that if I take something off Shabbos morning, I can't put it back on. Because could I really say that when I took it off, I could foresee that you're going to put it back on? Kamash Malon, you're allowed to. Kamash Malon, you're allowed to. The secret of everything in Hachazara, we'll mention it now, is I would always, the Lundis, what's the svara when I'm allowed to put something back on? In svara what is Aser, what's called an Asina Lechatchila, or what Rashi calls, on the fourth line, Matmin Lechatchila, on the fourth wide line and the fourth skinny line. Rashi uses that Lashon. Matmin Lechatchila. What does that mean? Hachazara, returning something on Shabbos. As long as I could view what I'm doing as a returning, as a Hachazara, then it's going to be Mutter on Shabbos. Whenever I say something is going to be usher, and we'll talk about the conditions, Bez Hashem, in a few minutes, whenever something's going to be usher, it's because I don't view that as a hemshach of previous. I don't view that as a hachzara. I view that as a nesina lechatchila, and that's why it's a problem. Hachzara is mutter. What's the isra of hachzara? When I wouldn't consider it hachzara in conceptual terms. So, with that in mind, let's see what is considered hachzara and what is not. So, says the Gemara, says Rav Sheshes, you're allowed to return it even Shabbos morning, if you took it off Shabbos morning. The Avar Boshia Savar, Af Machzir and Afilu B'Shabbos. You're allowed to be Machzir it even on Shabbos. The Amar Boshia, where do we see that? Pamachas, Ayinu, Omdin, La'elam, Rabbi Chiya Rabba. One time we were standing next to Rabbi Chiya Rabba, above Rabbi Chiya Rabba. V'hel al nulo kum kamus shel chamin. They brought him up a whole urn of hot water. Midyuta tachtona lidyuta elyona. From the lower level to the attic, for the first floor to the second floor. Umazag nulo asakos. And we poured for him. We gave him a cup of tea. V'achzar nuhu limkomo. And we put it back. It's a Shabbos morning. We put it back. L'omer l'anadavar. So you see, hachzar is mutter even if you take it off in the morning and you put it back in the morning. Wonderful, good. Here we go. As we will see, there are, in order for hachzara to be mutter lechatchila, for me to put something back on the fire lechatchila, there will be five conditions. The five conditions of hachzara. Lechatchila, bidi eved, there are a number of them that b'shas sarach, b'shas atchak, you could get away without. Some of them you cannot get away without, according to everybody. But there are five conditions, lechatchila. So first we're going to go through the lechatchila way of doing something, and then at the end, hopefully Hashem will talk about what about b'di'evet. And hopefully we'll have a da'afi in shiur next week, relating, seeing these all these sources that we're quoting, hopefully we'll be able to see it inside. Says the Gemara, Amar Rabbi Zrika, Amar Rabbi Abba, Amar Rabbi Tidoi. Lo shanu elisha odan biyado. The Gemara is going to mention a couple of conditions, and some of them are going to be obvious, and the Gemara won't mention them. But first, we'll go through the Gemara. So says Rabbi Tadoi, when do you say that you could put something back on a heat source? Only if it's still in your hand. If you didn't put it down, it's odan biyado. I take off the challan pot. I'm holding it. I take out some challan. I put it back. Odan biyado. Aval hinichan al gabi karka aser. But if I put it on the floor. Usser. Put on the floor, usser. What about a counter? What about a counter? That's not a floor. A floor is a real gilui das that you don't have in mind to put it back. In your hands, that's a real gilui that you want to put it back. What about the counter the post can discuss? So the post can talk about that if it's a heavy thing, then you're allowed to put it down on the counter as long as you keep your hand on the handle. Odin biyado does not mean holding it in midair. It means having your hand on the handles. Therefore, a counter, which is normal for people to put food down on and then put it back onto the fire, that's fine. The karka, when Rav Tadoi says karka is also, that's because when people used to put things on the ground, that was a gilui das that they have no plans to put it back on the fire. So counter could be considered biyado as long as you're still holding onto the handles. So that's number one. Rabbi Ami says, no. Rabbi Tidoi, who says this, he only meant it for himself. Right? Meaning we don't hold like this, says Rabbi Ami. No, that doesn't bother me, says Rabbi Ami. Even if you put it down on the ground, it would still be okay to put it back. Are there any other conditions? Pligi bar Rav Dimi, Rav Shmuel bar Yehuda, v'travayom ishbeid Rabbi Elazar. They both said this in the name of Rabbi Elazar. Amri, chat amar odan biyado mutter. Al gabi karka asur. No, if it's still in your hand, fine. If it's on the ground, you cannot put it back. V'chat amar hinich l'gabi karka nami mutter. The other one said like Rabbi Ami, even if it's on the ground, it's mutter. So the machlokas amoraim is really a machlokas tanoim. Period. Omar Chizkia Mishmei Da Abaya Ha Da Amrit Odan Biyado Mutter. Building on the Odan Biyado. That is why how we know that we hold like this, because we're building on that Shita. Even if you say Odan Biyado Mutter, Lo Amran Ella Shedaito Lahachzir. This is only if also you have in mind to put it back when you took it off in the first place. Aval ein daito lahachzir, but if you did not have in mind to put it back, asur. It is also to put it back even if it's in your hand. Michlau, what does that imply? Dalgabi karka avabisha daito lahachzir asur. In your hand you need the tanai, mashba, that on the ground even that tanai won't help. Even if daito lahachzir is asur. That's one version. Ika da'amre, amar chizki mishvei da'baya, ha da'amre da'gabi karka asur, or that which we said on the karka is asur, lo amar elisha ein da'ito lahachzir. That's only if you don't have das to be machzir. Aval da'ito lahachzir mutter, but if da'ito lahachzir mutter, even if you put it on the ground. Michlal, mashma, shebo'odan biyado, aval bishein da'ito lahachzir mutter. If it's still in your hand, even ein da'ito lahachzir, it is mutter. Boy, Rabbi Yirmiyah, talon b'makel ma. What if you didn't put it down? Is that in your hand? But it's not on the floor. You hung it somewhere. So that might be kind of like a counter. Or, hinichla gabi mita mahu. What if you put it on a bed? Or put it on something that's not the ground? Again, is a bed a place where people normally put their items? Or not? Right, mahu? That's a question. And we'll get to the last line in a couple minutes. Let's stop before the last question. But these questions are not answered. So, the Gemara mentions two of the conditions. Mentions odan biyado and daito lahachzir. The other three conditions aren't mentioned because they are more obvious. They are more obvious. The five conditions are quoted in one sif in Shulchan Aruch. All five conditions. Reish, Nun, Gimel, Sif, Beis. And it's also in the Shmir Shabbos in Perek Aleph, which is all about Bishul, Sif, Chaf. Sif, Chaf. What other conditions? The five conditions of Achzara. Number one is Mivu, and it's interestingly that the three that are not mentioned in the Gemara are the ones that are more crucial, are the ones that are ma'akev, as we'll see. What are the five conditions? Number one, mevushal kol tzarcho. It has to be totally cooked. You know what? Let's read it from the Shulchan Aruch, and we'll see it that way. Says the Shulchan Aruch, Rishon Gimel Beis. Ki rashi hi grufa uketuma, an oven that is covered, that's condition one. A covered fire. There is nobody out there. There is no Rishon, no Achron. That would allow you to put something on an open fire on Shabbos. There might be a machlokas, what's considered an open fire in some cases. But everybody agrees fundamentally that if there's an open fire, you can't do chazara to it. Even if it's burning hot, even if you had in mind to put it back, whatever, all the conditions. You have to have a covered fire, number one. V'natal ha'kedera me'aleha, afilu b'shabbos, mutar lachzira, kolzman shehiro sachas. That's condition two. It's still hot. It's still hot. The language of the Shulchan Aruch is that it's boiling. But Mishnah Berurah quotes that it, as long as it doesn't have to be boiling, but as long as it can't be cool. That's number two. Rama v'oda biyado. That's condition number three. Right? It still has to be in your hand, like the Gemara said. V'lo hinicha gabi karka. The Shulchan Aruch says. Four. V'daito lahachzira. Right? You have to have had in mind to put it back. V'dafka gaba v'tocha aser. It's more chomer to put things inside ovens on Shabbos than to put things on top. Everything we've been talking about here is on top. And then the Rama adds, v'dafka shetavshel mevushal kol tzarcho. It has to be mevushal kol tzarcho, because if it's not, then you could be talking about bishul daraisa, to get bishul darabana, the bishul daraisa. So, again, what are the five conditions? Mevushal kol tzarcho, covered fire, still warm, oda biyado, and daito lahachzir. Those are the five conditions of hachazara. There's lumdus about some of them, but just to note Lamaisa first of all. And that is, Lamaisa, what if you're missing any of these conditions? So the first three conditions really you cannot get out of. Cannot get out of those conditions. We'll get to one sheet in a minute. But you cannot get out of covered fire, you can't get out of a vushal kol tzarcho, those two are needed. And cham b'miksas, that's the language of the Shmir Shabbos. It has to still be warm. Can't be nisanin lagamri. Those three are ma'akev. The other two are lechadchila. Oda biyado and daito lahachzir are lechadchila. We need them. But what if I put it down and I didn't keep my hand on it? What if I didn't? I thought, you know, I took it off. I didn't have daito lahachzir. I went to help out with the challenge. I thought we're not putting it back on. And then all of a sudden my wife comes in and says, no, we're having it later also. So when I took it off, I didn't have in mind to put it back on. Bidi'evid, we hold that if you're missing either one of those, it's mutter to put it back on. If you're missing both of those, so then if it's a real shas atchak, you can still put it back on. That's what the Shmir Shabbos says, but that's already pushing it. If you're missing one of those two, daito lahachzir odan biyado, so one of them, so then bidi'evid, we say, you can put it back on. If you're missing both of them, so then, again, the Shmir Shabbos says, gamem inichu biyado v'lo aydeit elahzir la'ish v'husha ocha, as long as it's mevushal kol tzarcho, not nisan elagamri, covered fire, as long as the first three, you could put it back bidi eved. But again, lachachila, we try to have all five conditions. The Bir Halacha quotes Rabbi Akiva Eger Safek, which gets to the root of one of the conditions. When we say you have to have daito lahachzir, does that mean positive das lahachzir or just not negative das to not negative das to keep it off? Right, l'may nafkamina, could a person asir their friends? Like, let's say there's a guest in somebody's house and they want to help out, so they go take off the cholent. They didn't know. So do you need positive das or just a problematic das? So if it's a friend's das, problematic das, in other moser dover shena shalo. But if it's just a positive das, you don't have positive das. Or what happens if it got knocked off, you know, by accident? You didn't know. It happens. I remember one time it happened. They had the shayla. Somebody's fire went out. It was on a covered fire, and then the fire went off underneath the blocks. So you had to quickly turn off the gas. That's dangerous. They let him move that to somebody else's house on a covered fire, obviously. It was mevusha kol tzarcho, covered fire, and it wasn't cold yet. You need all those three conditions. Could they now move it? They didn't even know. It was removed memela. The answer is mutter. It's mutter because, you know, it was, you have the food, you don't want to throw it out, and even though you're missing those two other conditions, bidi eved, shas hatzchak, one can be makel in this case. Again, hachzara is a very important topic. We'll just mention one more shita. There is a shita of the Ran. Important shita to know. The Rama writes, the Rama quotes this Ran. That's important that he quotes it, but then he says, Yesh lahachmir against the Ran. But he does quote the Ran. And if somebody has a Misora, a family tradition, to hold like this Ran, they can hold like the Ran. But Me'ikir Hadin, Rov HaPoskim, do not accept the Ran. The Ran says right here, all of these conditions, or at least the number, the ones in the Gemara, are only needed when you took something off the fire before Shabbos, and you want to put it back on Shabbos. Let's say something's in the fridge when Shabbos starts. And now you want to put it back Shabbos morning, that's where you need all these conditions, and therefore it's a problem, and therefore you have to find other options, k'deira agabe k'deira, and other options. But, says Rama, if the food was on the fire when Shabbos started, and then let's say you took it off after the meal Friday night, you don't need the conditions. Because that's inherently called, like we said, hachzara. That's not called nesina lechatchila. Because when Shabbos started, it was on the fire. This is on Yud Zayin Amud Beis in the Dafei Harif. The Kohani plucked a lasnu ala b'shes silkan mi'agabe kira me'erev Shabbos. V'lo echzira nashe chashecha. But avonat lo mishe chashecha afilu inicho agabe karka mutter lachziro. Right, that is the chiddush of the Ran. So as long as something was on the pot on the fire ben ashmashes, then the next morning, you know, it is okay, you could put it on. That's the Ran. Ve'yesh omrim, this is the Rama. To call Zayin, o'azor akshon adlam enekir mibod yom v'loach zirah shechashecha. Avalam lakho misham mishachashecha, afilu hanicha gabi karka mutter. Even if you put it on the ground, and the Mishabra adds, even if you don't have daita lahachzir. Right, even if you don't have, daita lahachzir, because everybody realizes that this is, you don't need these conditions. Okay, that's an important Ran to be aware of. But again, the Rama says, Yish lahachmir against it. We want all five conditions l'chatchila. Good, let's continue. Says the Mishnah, Tanur, Shisi, Kua, Bakasha, Begvava, an oven, a tanur. As we mentioned at the beginning of the parak, there are three types of ovens in Talmudic times. Tanur is the hottest one. It's fat on the bottom and gets skinnier on top, so it's very, very hot. And there's room for one pot. A kira that we've been talking about is wide, and it's rectangular, and has a space for two pots on top. So, we'll get to the third type in a minute. Bez Hashem. Tanur, she's a good bakash. Well, but so a tanur, it's much hotter, so there are harsher conditions by a tanur, more strict. So even if it's heated with kash and gvava, which burn up right away, and we said by a kira, that's more mako, lo yitain by a tanur, be mitocha, be mial gaba. You can't put something in it or on top of it, because it is more machmir. Kupach. A kupach is in between. A kupach is not fatter at the bottom and skinnier on top, but it's a box. It only has room for one pot, but it's smaller, so it keeps the heat more than a kupach, than a kira, but it's not as hot as a tanner. So a kupach says kubakasha bukvava, harizeki kirayim. If it's heated with the stuff that burns up right away, then you can treat it like a kira. The gefes, so be'etzim hariyuka tanner, but if it's heated with the gefes and the etzim, the wood and the psolas of the sesame, that's katanner, and therefore one has to be machmir. What about ovens bizman azeh? Do our ovens have the halachas of tanur or kira? So the Ran here says, our ovens that open from the side, so we treat them like kira. But what about our ovens today and our fires today? So there is a big discussion. Rav Moshe writes in Aruch Chaim Chelek Aleph Siman Sadeh Gimel, our ovens, are more lakula and more lachumra than the days of old. On the one hand, our ovens, what's the whole issue in the Gemara of Shema Yechata, you might come to stoke? Says Rav Moshe, the Gemara never says, Shema, you might bring more wood. We're not worried about that. We're only worried about you might stoke the coals in front of you. When you make the fire bigger and smaller on our ovens, that's not stoking the coals, that's putting more gas in. That's like bringing more wood. So, on the one hand, you might say the whole gzera shouldn't apply by our ovens. All these gzeras, because there's no parallel Shema Yechata issue. But on the other hand, other poskim say, our ovens should be even more chomer because it's so easy. You don't have to like get a stick. You just turn the knob. Turn the knob. Rav Avadya writes, in a certain context, in Yechav Adas, in Chelik Besim, in Memhei, maybe should be more makel by our ovens. He's talking about the platas in that tshuva. He says, maybe should be more makel in our ovens based on the fact that the heat and the fire is constant. It's not like it goes up and down, you might come to stoke. Our ovens, the fire is constant. You don't have to be choshes, there's going to be a gas turn off, and it's not going to be there anymore. You don't have to worry about that. So it's constant. So maybe the whole issue of Shema Yechata doesn't apply. Again, we'll have to talk about hot plates in the future, but maybe at the Daf Yin Shir next week. But either way, Lamaisa, it seems like most poskim say that our ovens can be treated like a kira, not as a tanur, as we have been talking about. Good. Says the Gemara, Tanur Shisikua, so a Tanur that is heated, suburb, Yosef Lameimar, Tocho, so what does it say in the Mishnah? Toch and Al-Gabav are Aser by a Tanur. So suburb, Yosef Lameimar, Tocho, Mamish, Al-Gabav, Mamish is literal. Avalis smoke shop or dummy, but you're allowed to be Somech, you're allowed to put a pot next to a Tanur. That part, that's Mutter. Say, Yosef Abai, is that really true? What about the next line of the Mishnah? Kupach shesiku bakashu bugvava, harihu kikirayim. Begevas of etzim, harihu katanur va'asur. By a kupach, you have the middle approach. But, ha kikira, had we said that a kupach is like a kira, shari. All right, what does it say? It says if you heat it, begevas of etzim, it's like a tanur. Mashma, if it would be heated like a kira, mutter. What case is kira mutter? But Mayaskina, what are we talking about? Ilema al gabav. If we're talking about on top of the kira, ubamai. What type of kira? Ilema b'she'eno garafakatum. If we're talking about it's not swept and covered, ela kira kina grufo katum al gabav mishari, is that mutter? We can't be talking about that case. It says it's like a tanner and it's aser. Mashma, if it would be like a kira, it would be mutter. So we can't be talking about an eno garafakatum, because that's aser by a kira too. Ela lav, what must we be talking about if it's uncovered? Lismoch. It must be lismoch, that by a kira, to put it next to it, will be mutter. But a tanur, fiktani, how are you katan of asr? So Abaya says, a diak from the second half of the Mishnah sounds like even smicha to a tanur is asr. Amar avada barava, no. Hacha, bakupach, gara fakatum, vatana gufuk tumaskina. We're talking about swept and covered. That's what we're talking about, the parallel. So, how are you katan? It's like a tanur with gefes and gvava, why? Da afagav de gara fakatum. Al gabav aser. It's like a tanner. Garfa katum is also aser there. Dika kira, because if it would be like a kira, kigrufu ktuma shaper dami. By a kira, garfa katum swept is mutter. Good. Tani kavasi abaya. So there's a brice that supports abaya that samuch is also aser. Tanner shisigul bakasha bukvava in somchemlo. It's explicit. Vein sarach lomar al gabav, vein sarach lomar latocho, and surely on top or in. Vein sarach lomar begevas of eitzim, and if it's kashing vava, surely gevas an eitzim. Kupach says he kubakash vava, but a kupach that was heated with kashing vava, somchinlo, veinos no gabov, because then it's like a kira. Begefezuba eitzim, ain't somchinlo, because then it is like a tanor. Period. So what are these? So we've already said it outside, but now the Gemara says it. Amar le Rav Acha b'Rei Rav Ravashi, hai kupach ichi dami. How do we look at a kupach? Ika kira dami, afil begefez veitzim nami. If we treat it like a kira, so he should be mako, even by gefez and eitzim. If it's like a tanur, even with kashing vava, you should say it is usur. So amar le, nafish hevle mida kira, vizuter hevle mida tanur. It's hotter than a kira and less hot than a tanur. Hechidami, kupach, hechidami kira. What do they look like? Amar b'yosu rebi chanina, kupach makom shvitas kedera achas. Kupach has space for one pot. Kira makom shvitas shtei kederas, a place for two pots. Amar abaya v'tamer v'yirmi afanana mitanina. We also know this to be true based on the Mishnah in Maseches Kelim that talk about how when a kli breaks, when is it not called a kli anymore? Kira shenechla kola arka tahora. A kira that got split lengthwise, meaning horizontally. Tahora, because then you've broken both sides. L'rachba, if it is split vertically down the middle, so now it's fine, because you have two places to put the pots. Tameya, because you have two oven pots now. Kupach ben larkam ben larach batar, but kupach is kar both ways. Why? Because you only have place for one pot. So if it splits in either direction, is going to be tahar, not a kli anymore. Okay, we'll stop here. B'ez Hashem, we will continue next time as we get into more bishul issues and we start getting into some muksa issues.